Goes back to Sefer Bereishis, where we have the stories of Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah. And in one of those stories, we are told that Avraham Avinu has some sort of altercation, some sort of incident with the Roe Lot. So those who were working on behalf of Avraham Avinu get in some disagreement with those who were working on behalf of Lot, and Avraham Avinu gives the idea of Vayomer Avraham el Lot. Avraham Avinu says to Lot, his relative, Al na tehi meriva beini uveinech, I don't want there to be any sort of disagreement between me and you, between my property and your property, and therefore he says, he pared na me'alai. As much as it's nice to have a family together, he says, I would suggest at this point that we separate, you go your way and I go my way. And as we know, Avraham Avinu chooses to go to Eretz Canaan, and he gives Lot the land of plenty, he gives Lot the land which is much greater than that which he chose, but that was the agreement that they made. So many Mefarshim deal with that story, but the Ralbag, who is one of the Mefarshim on Chumash, writes that perhaps the reason why is because we learn from here, laharchik min hamachlokis, as much as you can. That it's important, even though you have Avraham Avinu, who's such a great tzaddik, and you have Lot, but when they see that life is getting difficult for each other, he says you try your best to move away from a disagreement, to move away from machlokes, and therefore he says, Avraham Avinu even made the choice to have Eretz Canaan, which was much smaller in proportion, which was much less profitable than the place where he gave Lot to live. And therefore he says, there's a famous saying, Mutar livchar ma'at im shalom me'asher harbe im riv. It is better to choose to have less, but to have a peaceful life than to have more, and you'll always be fighting. Where do we know such a concept from? After all, Shlomo HaMelech writes in Sefer Mishlei, Tov pas charev ha-vishalva ba, it is better to have a house which has just stale bread and doesn't really have so much more than the bare minimum, but at least it's shalva ba, at least it's a home which is peaceful, which is calm, which is tranquil. That is much better, says Shlomo HaMelech, mi bayis male ziv chayriv, which is greater than a house that is filled with rough and unsettled kind of conversation with each other. Even if you have all the plenty and all the wonderful gifts, that is not going to be better than the shalom and the shalvan and the peace and the tranquility that one is supposed to have in their own home. So it is told that the Rambam wrote a letter. It was called the Igeres HaMusar that he wrote to his son. So he writes a whole bunch of things that his son should be careful about. And when he gets into the discussion about his son making sure to be an ish shalom, to be a man who is always running after peace, he says the following, Al teshaktzu es nafshoseichem b'machlokes. Do not defile, do not contaminate your nefesh, your soul, by getting involved in machlokas. Why? Because he says we know that that is machale guf v'nefesh v'hamamon. Says the Rambam to his son, when a person gets into a machlokas, it's not just that it's not a nice thing to do because God says he shouldn't do it. He says it literally will destroy, it will eat up your guf, your body physically, your nefesh spiritually, and mamon. You're going to spend money to go out of your way to just keep on going with the machlokas. How often, unfortunately, do we see that a family gets a Yerusha, and this one's unhappy, and that one's unhappy, and they're willing to waste all of the money that they've gotten, or so much, a large proportion of the money, just to fight with each other, to prove who's right, not really because they're going to gain in the end. All they're going to gain is to say that I was right and you were wrong. Uman nishar od, says the Rambam, after all the fighting, and all the machlokas, and all the disagreement, what are you left with? You've been worn down because of what you've done, your soul has been withered away because of all that you've been involved with, and your money has been taken away as well. Ra'isi, says the Rambam, in my lifetime I have seen libanim shehishchiru. I have seen children who have gone sour. Upachos nifchasu, umishpachos nichsefu, visarim nifsedu, v'anshe amuna avadu. I have seen irretrievable damage. I have seen families become completely devastated, shattered because of machlokes. V'anshe amuna avadu v'nechbadim nekalu. Honorable people have lost all of their positions of glory, of honor, v'nizbazu. They've become humiliated and shamed. B'sibas hamachlokes, because they got so involved, they got so embroiled in a family fight or in a community issue that was going on. Nevi'im nivu, says the Rambam to his son. The Nevi'im prophesies, v'chachamim chachmu, and all the great thinkers have taught us as well. Philosophim chafsu. Everybody has said, ra'as hamachlokas. Everybody has spelled out for us so clearly how bad, how terrible it is to be involved in this. V'lohigiyu l'tachlisa. With all that we have, with all the psukim that talk about it, and all the midrashim, says the Rambam, lohigiyu l'tachlisa. It still doesn't scratch the surface of explaining to people how negative and how destructive it could be to be involved. Lachain, he says, sinu asa, you should hate it. V'nasu mipaneh, and run away from it. V'hisrachaku mikal ohaveh v'goaleh v'reyeh. Anyone who enjoys machlokes, you should have nothing to do with. You should stay away. Pentisvu bechal chatasam, because maybe you will be swallowed up. Maybe you will inadvertently get involved in that which they are doing, which is a very negative trait. Why do I mention this? Why is it important to talk about machlokas? Well, it just so happens to be, I saw once, there's a sefer of the Divrei Torah of the Prima Gadim on Chumash. I don't know if he wrote it or somebody collected the writings of the Prima Gadim. So I saw once in the name of the Prima Gadim in that sefer that they write the following, by the story of Parshas Korach, where there was a machlokas between Korach v'Adaso and Moshe Rabbeinu. So Rashi writes there, Parsha zu yafa nidreshes. This Parsha is explained very beautifully. What it means is that if you just read the story on the face value of what the Chumash says, it's not as enriching as if you read it with all the midrashim and all the commentary that really expounds on the story and the background of what was going on between Moshe Rabbeinu and Korach. But many mefarshim were bothered. Why does Rashi say that here? That goes for every parsha in the Torah. Parsha zu yafa nidreshes. If you read the story of the Akedah and you don't read the midrashim, you're missing half of the story. If you read many of the stories of Chumash and you don't have the full context or the full understanding, so you're missing out. Why does Rashi choose to say Parsha zu yafa nidreshes dafka by Korach? So the Prima Gadim says, al derech hatzachus. He says, this is not the real pshat in Rashi, but he says, maybe from my life experience, I can say that this is what it means, writes the Prima Gadim. Parsha zu yafa nidreshes, he says, the job of the rabbi is, every week he's supposed to give a drasha about something that's me'in yana diyoma, about something that has to do with the parsha, that has to do with what's going on in the world. That's the job of the rabbi. However, writes the Prima Gadim, Parsha zu yafa nidreshes. If you get up any week of the year and you talk about machlokes, that is always a good time, because unfortunately that is always me'in yana diyoma. There are always people who are looking to fight with each other, who are looking to make problems. So writes the Prima Gadim, that's what it means. But that is not the reason why we mention it here. The reason why is because Parshas Vayakel, as we know, opens up with Moshe Rabbeinu's instruction to the Jewish people, Vayakel Moshe's Kaladaz B'nai Yisrael. He gathers everyone in. And what does he teach them on that occasion of gathering? He teaches them the laws of Shabbos. So in that introductory paragraph we are told, Lo Sivaru Eish B'chol Moshe Vaseichem B'yom HaShabbos, which means one is not allowed to violate the malacha of Bishul. One is not allowed to violate the malacha of, not Bishul, of Havara. You're not allowed to make a fire on Shabbos. And from here, the Torah states that that is one of the lamentas of us malachas. And a whole discussion ensues in the Gemara. Why do I have to highlight only this malacha? None of the other malachas seem to be pointed out other than this one. But that's for a halachic discussion. But writes the Zohar HaKadosh, and this is not only the comment of the Zohar, this is repeated as well in Shalah HaKadosh, the Kli Yakar on Chumash, in this week's Parsha discusses it as well, that from this we learn as well, not only the malacha itself of Havara, that you're not allowed to make a fire on Shabbos, but they say, Lo Sivaru Eish B'chamosh Vaseichem, do not allow machlokes, do not allow the fire of anger to be in your home on a Shabbos. Seemingly that is a much more negative time to have machlokes in the house than during the rest of the year. Obviously, machlokes is always a negative thing to have. However, the Zohar HaKadosh goes out of its way to point out that on Shabbos it is something that we have to be even more careful about, even more sensitive to. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah quotes that in Hilchos Shabbos LaHalacha, and he says, we have to warn people, Shelo Yarivu Velo Yu Shum Machlokes, we have to make sure that husbands and wives and parents and children, everybody who's together on Shabbos has to make sure that they don't have any sense of contention, that there is no dispute in the house on Shabbos, and that everybody gets along, that there's a sense of Achdus on a Shabbos, that is so important for the experience of what Shabbos is supposed to be. So much so that the Sefer Hasidim writes, many different tips for life, and here the Sefer Hasidim warns us. He says, look, a person might say, I want to do something to covet Shabbos. Look, we're not such big Rishayim, we don't want to pick the fight every so often, but sometimes it happens. I'm trying to do the mitzvah the way I want to do it, and it might be that my spouse doesn't like it. Writes the Sefer Hasidim, for example, Lo Yomar Adam, do not ever say, Ekne Ma'adane Shabbos. I'm going to buy fancy meat. I'm going to buy something that really is going to make me enjoy Shabbos more. And I know that my wife is horrified every time I walk into the house. You know, some people like to eat pachah. Other people think it's nauseating. Other people think, you know, they don't like it. Some people like chopped liver. And other people say, if you bring that into my house, I'm going to be so disgusted. Everybody has their own taste. Writes the Sefer Hasidim, I'm doing it only because that's the way I enjoy Shabbos. However, he says, if Yodea, if he knows from the outset, Shesofo Lariv Uliskote Temishto, if you know that by buying this candy bar or this whatever it is for the meal on Shabbos, it is going to lead to a disagreement with one's spouse or with the parents or the family members, Alzeh Nemar, on that writes the Sefer Hasidim, Tov Pas Chareva V'Shalvaba, it is better not to have anything. It is better just to have a simple Shabbos. And the El Yarabah quotes his Lahalacha and he writes, that one is better off on Shabbos having just a vegetable salad with nothing, with no enjoyment at all, just the simplest food, and not to have any sort of tinge of a machlokas in the house, because he says the worst thing a person can do is to invite machlokas into the house. That will destroy an entire Shabbos. The Gemara says in Maseches Gittin Daf Nun Beis, a strange story, that there were two individuals who lived in the same community, and it says, Kol Beis Shimsha, it says every Friday night, every Shabbos, they used to start fighting with each other. Very strange. So, all the Mefarshim asked, did these people like each other, did they hate each other? If they loved each other, why didn't they fight any other day of the week? And if they hated each other, if they loved each other, why did they fight on Shabbos? If they hated each other, they should have been fighting every day. What's so special about Shabbos? Why do they take Shabbos as the time to fight? So the Chassam Sofer asked the question and writes the Chassam Sofer, the reason why Al Derech HaDrushi says is because Shabbos, as we know, we say in the davening every week, Kihi Mekar HaBracha, Shabbos is the source of all blessing in the world. Well, after all, writes the Chassam Sofer, we have a Mishnah that says, Lo Matzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kli Machzik Bracha LeYisrael, Ela HaShalom, the only way you can have blessing enter into your home, into your family, into your life, is if you have shalom. So therefore, writes the Chassam Sofer, if God wanted to make sure that this family will never have bracha, if he wanted to make sure this family will never have any success or any blessing in their life, you make sure that they're fighting on Shabbos, bedavka. If you're fighting on Shabbos, then you won't be worthy of the blessing all week. That's what the Chassam Sofer writes, and this is why he says it's important to make sure not to get into any disagreements or arguments on Shabbos, as we mentioned, Lo suvaru eish b'chol mosh v'seichem b'yom ha-Shabbos. However, other Mefarshim explain on a very simple, on a practical level. And that is because, as we know, during the week, we're all active, we're engaged in whatever we're doing, and everyone is distracted, and everyone is busy, and we're running here, and we're preoccupied, and we're absorbed with our jobs, and with our families, and we have appointments, and everyone's busy during the week. On Shabbos, as we know, we have a day off, and Shabbos is the day of reprieve. So Shabbos, we're free, and Shabbos, we're inactive, and Shabbos, we're idle, and we're sitting around. And unfortunately, we know when people have too much free time on their hands, this is often what happens. They start looking into everything that other people are doing. And this is the time we come to Shul Shabbos morning, no one's running off to work. So now we have a chance to fight over the Aliyahs and to fight over all the different things going on. So the Mefarshim say, this is why, unfortunately, on Shabbos we find that it's so easy for a person to get agitated and to get upset about things because we have too much time on our hands. We're not busy with other things. Yes, on Shabbos, we certainly should be busy with other things. There's plenty of wonderful spiritual things to do. But unfortunately, we're not all up to that madrega. And therefore, this is the reason why the Gemara tells us there were two individuals that every Friday night, when all the work from the week is over, when all the meetings are done, every Friday night, they would sit down with each other and they started to fight. Why? Practically, because this is the way life is when we become individuals that don't have so much going on in our lives. When we're not busy, unfortunately, we have too much time to look into the activities of other people and to look too carefully at them. I read a story once about the great Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, who was one of the great Talmid Chachamim of the last generation. He just passed away, Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, he passed away a couple of years ago. So he has beautiful tshuvas and he has beautiful svarim, and he was the chief rabbi, the Sephardi chief rabbi of Eretz Yisrael for a period of time. But on top of all of that, he was also a dayan in many different communities in the Rabbanut. So at one point in his life, he was the dayan in Be'er Sheva. And part of the job of the Rabbanut was not only to adjudicate monetary cases, but it was also to pay attention to the familial disputes. When a family came in and a husband and wife were fighting with each other, and they had to have, unfortunately, a get written for each other, so they would go into the local Rabbanut and they would have to go through the whole process. So Mordechai Eliyahu said, from his life experience, he has seen that for some reason, you come in Sunday morning and there was a deluge, there was an outpouring of clients that were showing up to have a divorce on Sunday morning. And he says he couldn't understand why until he realized, you know why? Because on Shabbos everyone has free time, and Shabbos when they start fighting and they get agitated with each other and they show up Sunday morning, they want to get. So he said in his Bezdin in Be'er Sheva, he made a takana, he made a decree, he made a new rule. And that is any couple that shows up on a Sunday morning to have a get process for them and to go through the whole procedure, he said, we will not process that request for a couple of weeks. Why? Because he said, give them some time to calm down. Give them time to get back into life. He says, unfortunately, we know Shabbos, when people have time to be with their families and to be with each other, that is the time when, unfortunately, things sometimes spiral out of control. And therefore, said Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, he felt, as a good idea, he felt that we should never process these kinds of cases if they come in right away after a Shabbos, because that means they're just acting impulsively, not because they really want this, but because this is just what their impulse is telling them to do. So this is the reason, the basic gist of why it is that it is so important, not only throughout the year, to make sure Gadol HaShalom, obviously the incredible gift that we have of having Shalom, of having peace and and a sense of camaraderie with each other. Not only that, that it's important throughout the year, but specifically the Mefarshim say from our parsha, Lo Sivaru Eish B'chomosh V'Seichem B'Yom HaShabbos, means that one has to make a concerted effort on Shabbos to make sure that it's a peaceful environment, that one always has shalom in the house, because that is the Makara Bracha. That is the greatest way to have blessing in our lives, is Klimachzik Bracha LeYisrael Ela HaShalom.